rectangular box with hard walls and no acoustical treatment put a challenge in front of TSH Audio and Visual of Syracuse. They made it work for the First Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, New York, with a Martin Audio O-Line microline array system. Now they've got video streaming as well. Timothy Harris is back to finish his story on it right now on the SBC Podcast. Timothy, good to have you back with us for part two on the SBC Podcast from TSH Audio and Visual in Syracuse.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back with you.
We were talking about the First Presbyterian Church of Pittsburgh, New York, and you did a substantial audio and video upgrade. We got to the Martin Audio speaker system before, and it's a very traditional congregation. Suppose, however, that sometime down the line, they decide to add some live music or start a separate Sunday service for younger members. Could you adapt this system for that?
Right now, we do have a port for a powered subwoofer. If they ever wanted to maybe go for a little bit more modern worship. But with the history of the church and with the members and everything, I really don't see them going with a praise band type worship style anytime in the near future. But if it comes to that, you know, the O-line, you know, it's not a full-on line array sounding PA, but it would do a decent enough job for like an acoustic guitar and a vocalist. And maybe a drummer with like one of those little boxes that hit. But I would not say it would be for a full band going through it.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them to do something drastic all of a sudden. And even if they go that way, I would think it would be something they would phase toward gradually.
Yeah, it was something like that. We'd probably want to add some more boxes to the O-line and all that. Just give more a little reinforcement. Plus, you know, I said, add a powered sub in there with control for it and everything. But yeah, so that would be probably if they ever would ever go down that line.
I think you mentioned streaming. Does the church record video and do live streaming?
Yes, the church does do recording and live streaming now. So with the original system, they just kind of recorded to a, it used to be a DVD burner, then to a, just a flash drive or something like that. So now we've upgraded them to a Matrox streamer, which they stream to Facebook, but they also have the capability to also record to a thumb drive or a card, which is, sits in there. They can take out and edit it if they wanted to. Basically, you know, the camera system, they have very simple shots. So there's two podiums in there. One is called a podium, and the other one's the lectern. So one pastor usually goes over to the podium, and the lectern is usually from, other speakers. So we'll have a shot between the podium and the lectern, and then a shot that goes out wide. Sometimes they have, children's bells set up in there, or they might pan around and show the organist playing the organ.
Okay, and what camera did you install for the live streaming?
We put in a Sony SRG360, but it's a very nice camera, 4x lens in it, and it picks up, everything beautifully in there.
I think projection was also part of this. How do they use that for hymn lyrics?
We put two Sony 6200 lumen laser projectors in there. We have two inputs. We have one under the podium, which is an HDMI input, which is an Atlona input. And we have another one that is upstairs in the choir loft in front of the organ, that if they ever do special events and they want to show like pictures from like mission trips or anything like that, they can do that. So the projection really isn't like a full-time system they're going to be using just yet. Hymnals, they still use, just standard books for hymnals. So they might phase that in to put the lyrics up on the walls, but at this point, they're not going to be doing that. They're really going to use it for special occasions, stuff like that.
And you put the Atlona SW500ED video switcher into the system.
Yes.
So does it currently just have those two inputs?
It has those two inputs, but it also has a video input from the camera, so they can show the camera angle up on the screens. Being where it is in Rochester, they have some, pretty prestigious music schools out there, like Eastman is a very prestigious school out there. So Eastman would have organ recitals. So what they would do is they could stream the organ recitals, or they could also show, the organist up on the screens. There's a couple of colleges out there that would also be able to use it for recitals in the area.
We talked about the sound system emphasizing speech clarity from the pastor.
Yes.
That all starts with the mics. So how do you mic the pastors when they're at the podium?
It's kind of twofold. Each podium has its own podium mic, and then the pastor also has a lapel mic. So sometimes the pastor does go up to the podium, and we kind of had to find a balance between his lapel mic and the podium mic when he goes up there. So, A, we wouldn't get, you know, phasing issues and we wouldn't get feedback.
Yeah, that could be a little tricky.
Yeah, it was. But with some processing, we were able to get it to work where we wouldn't have any of those issues.
So they don't have a mixer per se, so I guess they maybe have one person who knows something about operating the system, and they don't really need a tech crew.
No, there is no tech crew. They have two or three people that have pretty good knowledge of the system. They do have one gentleman that kind of runs the system when they need it. When they need a little bit more depth, if they need to turn a mic up or anything like that, he'd be, you know, more the person to go to.
And the Matrox Monarch HDX dual channel video recorder, that's probably about the easiest thing there is. You just push it on or off.
That really was the easiest thing that I could give them is, here it is for streaming, here it is for recording, pick which way you want. And, well, trivially, it took longer for Facebook streaming to set up the Monarch.
You said before they have some other events in there, and those mainly involve the organ?
They do some special, you know, recitals for, you know, wind instruments, and you know, they'll have colleges. Nazareth is a college around there, State John Fisher, or even Eastman School of Music will come in there and, you know, use their organ, or they'll do recitals in there because they just like the look of the building. And, you know, the more openness of the room, room's more lively with the acoustic instruments.
Yeah, and it's probably a lot different in some ways dealing with a larger church than a very small one. You can have a whole bunch of people you have to get permissions from and then train tech people.
Yep.
So what do you think the most important thing is in working with a church of any size?
Working with any kind of church, I mean, just no church culture. So many times, you know, I see people are just trying to sell whatever to a church. You know, we like to go in and get to know the church. We want to know, what is the DNA of the church? What's your vision for where you want to go? You know, we're just not out there to make a sale. We're trying to spread the word of God and make it more accessible to everybody with either it be video streaming or, you know, video recording or audio or lighting. You know, we're just trying to give them a better experience. And we know every church is different. Not all churches want the, you know, the big audio systems and moving lights and all that. You know, there's a lot of traditional churches, they just want a good sound system. And we try to give them a package which will fit into their budget and, you know, we feel will help with them and they can grow with this for many years to come.
Well, there's nothing like doing a good job for them to get you back if they do decide to change things up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know with First Presbyterian, we're looking at adding another camera in the near future for a shot right at the hands and feet of the organist for when they do, like, organ recitals. There's another chapel on the other side that they're looking to, you know, a small chapel upgrade system because the older, you know, Crestron system was kind of part of that whole system we took out. So we're going to do some updating there, too.
And in addition to that, what other projects have you got in the works for TSH Audio and Visual?
Well, next month we have a couple, you know, just basic audio installs. This coming fall, we have two or three new builds going on. So, you know, we've been blessed this year, and we have a lot of work coming in.
It's good to stay busy, and I'm glad to hear that all this worked out, even though people may think it's a simple system, it has to be just right for the church you're putting it into.
Oh, yeah.
Especially appropriate for them.
Yeah, most definitely.
We've been talking with Timothy Harris of TSH Audio and Visual in Syracuse, a top-rate job for the First Presbyterian Church in Pittsford, New York, near Rochester. It's always good to hear about one that turns out like this.
Yeah, I was glad that, you know, I was able to, you know, talk to you about the project. And hopefully soon, you know, I'll have a couple more projects we can talk to you about.
Sounds good. See you then.
Yep.
Just the right system for just the right church. And TSH Audio and Visual made it easy to operate for clean sound and video streaming. Get back with us next week for a dive into the details of another sound and video system installation on the next SVC podcast.